Welcome to Help and Hope, a podcast of CCEF.
Thanks for joining us again on Help and Hope. My name is Andrew Ray, and I'm joined by
David Pollison.
Thanks for coming in.
It's good to be here, Drew.
Well, this week we're going to talk about being overly sensitive, which I am too much. This week we received a question. It goes like this. I am a very sensitive person and get my feelings hurt easily. How can I develop a quote-unquote thicker skin and not get hurt so much?
That is a great question. And I, like you, I come at this as someone who does not have a thick skin, someone who is, in fact, I would say, you think of like a seismometer that measures earthquakes. You know, you get these incredibly delicate seismometers that can measure something that we can't even feel. And I would say that I'm wired by creation just so sensitive to how people treat each other and issues of tone, the way the language people use, how that comes across to others, body language, looks, the ways attitudes communicate. And one of the things that I would describe myself having been a Christian for 35 years is from a certain point of view, I would say I went from being very much like the person who's written in here. It was a sensitivity that could get hurt and thus was cautious. And my metaphor later, as God started to work in my life, was that it's like approaching life like looking out through the lattice. Like, like how are you going to view me? What are you going to do to me? You know, a cautiousness in relationships. And I would say that I have not developed a thicker skin. The way I would put it, and I would want to reframe what this person is asking, is that's that the problem is that the sensitivity is being directed the wrong way. That's the problem. We should be sensitive. We should be sensitive to how people treat each other. We should be sensitive. We should be aware of the nuances of language and voice and tone and all these things. And the but if it's pointed in the wrong direction, then I'm self-centered. I'm self-absorbed, and I'm easily hurt because everything that happens, like, it bruises me. It's self-referential. And I can remember this was a huge issue for me right at the beginning, the first few years of working as a counselor, where I realized how much I was owned by what will they think of me. Will I succeed? And it's just this, and you know, when you think about that biblically, it's just this classic interplay of pride and fear of man. How am I doing in the other person's eyes? And that, I think, is just, you know, it's about the primal human sin in a certain way. We lose God in his universe, and then it's about me and what you think of me. You know, pride and fear of man. And I would say that the goal, rather than a thick skin, is that I need to understand that that sensitivity is a huge gift, you know? And, I mean, consider the alternative. It's being calloused, which is what a thick skin is. But our sensitivities ought to drive us to our relationship with God in terms of where is my refuge? Where is safety? In a world that is a dangerous place, people will hurt us. People are judgmental. They are snide. They are not thinking about us. They're thinking about themselves. So we're going to be hurt. But where's our fundamental refuge? Is it in the vertical? And then the sensitivity starts to get rewired so it goes the other direction. And it becomes a sensitivity to other people. And starting to think about, well, how does my language come across to you? Do I care for you? Do I use words in a way that is hurtful to this to the other person? Do I notice when I'm talking to the husband and wife, you know, she said that in a way with this kind of flash in her eyes that if I were him, I would feel hurt. Now, how can I help that couple? How can I help her to realize what she's doing? How can I help him not just take it personally and either withdraw or get his back up and retaliate? So the sensitivity ultimately, where it starts to have that inertia outward rather than inward, it just becomes one of God's greatest gifts.
Makes me think about the question of the cross and the maybe the answer of the cross being that awesome sign of love for us from our Savior, who personally knows the numbers of hairs on our head and knows us so intimately that he truly knows us better than we know ourselves, right?
Yeah.
And that person, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, went to the cross to die for us, to redeem this world. And
from all those hurtful things.
From all those
hurtful
things.
Because sin is hurtful.
Yeah,
sin.
And there's no way to rewire, right?
Yeah.
Unless.
Without
divine rewiring, yeah. With the perspective that he brings, that we are so well loved by the only one who can resurrect us from the dead, that then we are able to turn the tables and say, because we are so loved, that our sensitivity can then turn us outward towards others. Because without that rewiring, it's like psychodynamics. It's like going to Freud's world and just trying to find some sort of motivation to treat people better,
right.
To just think of myself better,
or develop my boundaries. Get a better set of boundaries so I don't get hurt.
Right.
Rather than actually rewiring the whole direction of who you are. You know, one thing I would add to what you said is that the way Christ went to the cross, which is then described as his ongoing characteristic in the end of Hebrews chapter 4, I'll say it the way Hebrews 4 does, and then I'll retranslate it. We do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize. You know, it's got two negatives. In other words, we have a high priest who is able to sympathize with our weakness.
Yeah.
And that weakness, as I look at that biblically, I see it as having a dual reference, that part of it is our vulnerability and susceptibility to sin, to selfishness, to self-orientation, to just being miswired. And the other part of it is that we live in a world that ends in death, a world of suffering, and that we are weak in both ways, both aspects of sin and suffering. Mm-hmm. And Christ sympathizes with our entire plight as he comes bringing mercy to us. And the cross is the supreme fulfillment of all that, all that care in bearing our death and bearing our sins in one single act. But you know, if Hebrews 4 and 5 is telling us the truth, which I believe it is, obviously, Christ's sympathy with us continues. He still is sympathetic. He still sympathizes with our weakness. He understands fully how hard it can be to live in a broken world as a broken person. And this question about being hypersensitive, the rewiring does not make you invulnerable and pain-free like a thick skin would.
Yeah.
It actually makes you, from a certain point of view, you start to bear the sorrows of the world.
Mm-hmm.
You actually feel more, not just for yourself, but for other people. And that movement out of yourself, you want a thin skin in the right sense.
Yeah, you feel more.
You're both safer because you're in Christ.
Right.
And yet you're more sensitive to how wrong.
You can weep with those
who
weep.
You can weep with those who weep.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you for joining us. For more information about CCEF and its resources, visit us on the web at ccef.org.